Welcome back to Eco Chic. My name is Laura Diaz. Today's conversation is a re-release of an episode released about a year ago. Fast furniture is a topic that has continued to receive a lot of traction and a little bit of controversy every time I've brought it up since this episode was released last January. I think the topic of fast furniture gains so much attention because sometimes it feels like there is no alternative. Where do you shop for furniture that is not fast? So the more this conversation gets brought up, the more I engage in conversations on social media around fast furniture, especially on TikTok. Folks like to get quite personal, I suppose, in their anecdotes about fast furniture. Like, I've had this bookshelf for X amount of years, or I've had this coffee table for so long. You can't call it fast if I've had it for this long. And I think a lot of people forget, similarly to fast fashion, fast furniture, any sort of consumer product, the point is for you to use it as long as you can. The most sustainable thing we can do with our items is to use them as long as we possibly can and take really great care of them. So for that, I'm really excited to re-release this episode to discuss the topic a little bit more in depth so we can better understand fast furniture as a mechanism as it exists within our consumer society. I do mention some articles throughout this episode, which I will link in the show notes. And again, because this episode was released last January, you can understand the articles that I link and reference to be from 2022. I hope we can continue to engage in conversations around fast furniture on social media, so I will be having those conversations this upcoming week on Instagram and on TikTok, as I mentioned. I will have all my links in the show notes. Let's get into it. We are talking today about fast furniture. A little bit of background on this episode. In October, our friend of the podcast, Ashley Piper, she is the author of Give a Shit, a two-time podcast guest, and just a wonderful, wonderful human, incredible eco-educator. Ashley, in October again, spoke to the New York Times on fast furniture for an article that I'll go ahead and link in the show notes. And after I read that article, after I read her quote, I kind of became obsessed with the concept of fast furniture. Because it's so in our face, it is so, so prevalent in our worlds, in our consumer society, and yet I feel like no one is talking about what a huge problem fast furniture is and what it means for sustainability and all the work that we're trying to do when it comes to consumer choice and buying better and buying local and all of these things. The term fast furniture sounds very similar to fast fashion, and that's because it kind of is. Fast furniture is furniture that's designed to be disposable. So these are pieces that are relatively inexpensive, they are mass produced, and they are low quality. Again, these are home items, home furnishings that are literally designed to go in the trash in a short period of time. When we talk about scale and timelines when it comes to fast furniture, of course, it is not as short as fast fashion. We say that the average garment is worn 7 times before it is thrown out. But a piece of fast furniture could last you a few months, it could last you a year, it could last you a couple years. The point is that it's just not made to be with you for life. Material is kind of a dead giveaway in addition to price and accessibility of a product. So a lot of fast furniture is made from particle board, it's covered in laminate or a veneer. And very often the shops that we're associating with fast furniture are the shops where we're also associating low cost or easy access. Again, we're thinking that fast furniture is pieces that are being mass produced. So we're thinking about shops like IKEA, we're thinking about Wayfair, some of the lines at Target, like the Home Essentials lines. IKEA is kind of like the Shein of fast furniture. So we're going to go ahead and talk about IKEA in a minute. But I first want to talk about an item that we may already have an image of in our heads. It's from that Home Essentials line of Target I just mentioned. If you're in another country, I'm sure that there is a very comparable item when I mention this. I'm thinking of an 8-cube organizer that's kind of synonymous with the college dorm room. It's made out of particle board. It's assembled with little plastic pegs. It's literally designed to be thrown in a dumpster when you move out of that dorm in 9 months.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
That is fast furniture. It's something that you can buy anywhere during that door move-in season. It's something that is low quality. Again, it's particle board. It's little plastic pegs holding it together. It's relatively inexpensive because it's going into a dorm room, and you are okay not being emotionally attached to this piece of furniture. You're okay with throwing it out when it's time for you to move on to your next place. Now, switching gears a little bit, I want to talk about IKEA. IKEA is kind of the biggest and baddest when it comes to fast furniture globally. I found a great blog post about the waste associated with fast furniture from a writer and sustainability educator named Heidi Bischoff, and I will go ahead and link that piece in the show notes. But I wanted to share this really fascinating piece of information about an IKEA bookshelf. IKEA makes 15 Billy bookcases a minute. So this is a bookcase that is covered in veneer. It's made out of particle board. And more than 60 million Billy bookcases have been produced. I'm sure it's more because this article was published in 2019. Now, this was the part that was also wild to learn. Bloomberg now uses this specific IKEA Billy bookcase as an economic index. These bookcases are the cheapest to buy in Europe, according to this article that I'll link again in the show notes. And the price of these bookcases is being used to gauge consumer spending and the value of the euro. The most clear sustainability problem with fast furniture is waste. These are disposable items, and we should be thinking of them and their life cycles pretty similarly to how we think about buying fast fashion or single-use plastics. I said at the top of the episode, the timelines for fast furniture is a little bit more murky than things like fast fashion or single-use plastics. But again, these are items that are not intended for you to have for an extended period of time. They are not built to last, and they are not items that are so personal or so perhaps deeply thought about at the point of purchase because they're not intended to be in your life. I can say anything. Quick break to tell you about EveryPlate. If you're making resolutions for 2024, EveryPlate will help you take back your time with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in 6 simple steps. And if you're looking to budget into the new year, EveryPlate is America's best value meal kit. It's the easiest way to enjoy fresh, satisfying meals affordably. And you know that you're making the sustainable choice this January. EveryPlate offsets 100% of their delivery emissions, and their meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint on average than supermarket meals of the same portions. Plus, nearly all packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas of the U.S. I get the vegetarian options, and I really, really like meal kits, especially for weeks when I'm traveling. I love not stressing about going to the grocery store or just trying to scour together whatever's in my fridge to make something satisfying. I'm someone who loves to cook. I really enjoy the ritual of being in the kitchen, but I hate the headache of grocery shopping, so EveryPlate really is the best of both worlds. Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49ECOCHIC. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak. Again, that's everyplate.com/podcast and enter code 49ECOCHIC. Again, this episode is brought to you by EveryPlate. Back to the show. I feel like fast furniture is a really fascinating problem to talk about in the context of society and psychology, I suppose, because we've kind of fallen into this consumer norm of buying home furnishings for this home right now, and we are okay with just updating our spaces in a couple years. Whether you're renting or owning, we don't think very deeply about the furniture purchases that we make for the most part when we're talking about a general consumer society. Which is a little bit indicative, I suppose, of a cultural shift. So is it so much that people are opting for fast furniture because of the economics, because we want to buy cheaper pieces? Or is it that we've fallen into a time where people want to change their spaces more frequently, or we've fallen into a time where there are more trends that folks are buying into? I suppose all of these could be correct, but again, it's just an interesting concept and a huge problem when it comes to sustainability for whatever reason it may be that we are so ingrained in fast furniture culture. Now, I do want to say this, for all of its faults, fast furniture is a very hard problem to avoid. It is attractive to buy something inexpensive as opposed to spending $4 signs worth on a dining table or a desk or something else to furnish your short-term rental. The alternatives to buying fast furniture, of course, are buying secondhand. You could buy locally, you could thrift your furniture on Facebook Marketplace. You've got a lot of options when it comes to buying furniture secondhand. even if you really want a particular inexpensive Wayfair bed frame, you have options to buying that beyond buying new directly from the site. The most sustainable option, of course, always across the board in anything, is just taking great care of what you have and using it for as long as possible. And just because you own something that's designed to be thrown away in a year doesn't necessarily mean you can't repurpose it or really love that 8-cube college organizer, whatever it may be. It's all about mindset. It's about how we care for our items. And even if you own something, again, it's making sure that it lasts as long as possible. In furniture, in fashion, in everything. I feel like another really good tip when it comes to that point of purchase decision making when it comes to furniture, whether you're buying fast furniture or secondhand furniture or anything, a good tip is thinking about what that item means for you long term and if it fits your long term goals and long term style. And I want to give a specific example here that I learned on TikTok. I was served this video from like an interior designer, I believe she was. I wish I could find the video and refer back to it, but I think about it a lot. And the interior designer was basically giving tips about what she does and doesn't advise people to invest in their homes. And the number one example of things that she either repurposes or doesn't encourage folks to buy is a sectional for their living room. And typically that's because a sectional is measured out for your specific space, or it's only as big or as small, I suppose, as the constraints of that space and what the wall configurations are. So when you move, it tends to be very difficult to find space for your sectional or put your sectional in a place that makes sense. So she instead was suggesting that folks buy either a single couch or two couches if they wanted that kind of sectional feel for their living room, because you could do a lot more with them long term. You could split them up, you could put them in different rooms, you could configure them differently. It gives you a lot more options. So again, whether you're buying those couches from IKEA or Wayfair or some local upholstery people or secondhand or whatever it may be, you want to be thinking at that point of purchase what this large item means for your space today and what your space may be in 3 or 4 or 15 years. I hope this conversation got you thinking more deeply about this kind of nuanced, under the table topic that is fast furniture. Again, it's all around us, and it's a problem that we don't really talk a whole lot about, but I want to talk about more. These are items that are filling our landfills. These are items that we're buying without thinking too deeply about them. And why is it when we talk so much about conscious consumerism and so many other aspects of our life and so many other aspects of our consumer choice, we never really acknowledge, again, the desk, the bed frame, the dresser, whatever it may be, that Billy bookshelf? It's a hard problem to avoid. Again, I totally recognize that it is a financial privilege to buy furniture new, well-crafted, made to last, made out of natural materials, but we definitely have other options and we should be having more conversations about this. So I hope this is a conversation that got you thinking a little bit. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I'd love to talk about this more in depth with an expert in the future. If you're interested in learning more about more mindful home design beyond furniture, I'm going to link in the show notes a really in-depth, wonderful, valuable conversation that I held last fall with Amanda Gunawan. She is a really brilliant interior designer who shared a lot of thoughts about long-term, mindful, sustainable spaces. I think you'll enjoy that episode if you haven't listened to it yet. We will have so many links in the show notes to articles, to blog posts that I mentioned, that note about the Billy bookcase being an economic index, and of course, the article that started all of this for me, where Ashley Pepper is linked, from the New York Times. So with that, I hope you have a really fabulous day. I hope you learned a little something. If you did, share this episode with a friend. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. You can rate and review wherever you're listening, on Spotify, on iTunes, on iHeartRadio, and all of my social links are down below if you want to get in touch. With that, I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.